Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, it's Matt Siltala alongside Dave Rohr. Welcome to another one of these Business of Digital podcasts. Hey, how's it going, Dave?
Do you know the name of the show? What's the show name? Say it again.
The awesome show of Matt and Dave.
I think that's not bad, but I think I like our current name better.
Yeah, let's start over.
No, keep going.
All right. Well, guys, welcome to the Business with Digital podcast. And today we have an interesting one. You know, we like to dive into certain topics and things like that. And sometimes we got to talk about ourselves. And so we appreciate you guys checking this out. And I'm just going to turn it over to you, Dave, and let you kind of get it started for us.
It's not really talking about ourselves, but I guess it kind of is. It's a...
Well, talking about ourselves in a way...
Our own projects.
Yeah, exactly.
Our own projects that are not designed only for us, but other people. And that project would be my project, my current project. And I'm sure Matt, you know, he talks about his photography all the time, which you should go by the way.
yeah.
But I'm talking about Conference Pop-Up. So it's conferencepopup.com. We won't discuss how long it took me to get that domain and figure out one where I could get the domain and social channels, much like we've talked about in past shows. The amount of time and digging around for domain names, like there's so many, and I'm sure so many businesses have this problem.
Well, I love the name. I'm actually, you know.
It's a side thing. Like, I wish Twitter would like make it easier to release names, but you have to go through so many hurdles and stuff to get something released. I don't even know what it's like on Facebook, but I know on Twitter you can go through a process, but I didn't want to spend 3 months trying to get that done and basically miss the conference, which is happening in Detroit.
Well, you know
first
how you
one.
Get it. You know how you get it from Facebook, right? You have to know someone.
Yeah, but still, it's yeah, for all of them, I understand they got to protect it, but... but yeah, the first conference is coming up September 27th in Detroit. It's a half-day conference, and that's kind of the goal. The goal is, Matt, how many conferences have you been to? We'll say, I don't know, you tell me the time period, and then you tell me how many conferences you've spoken at or attended in X amount of years.
Well, so I've kept every single one of my lanyards since I since I first started in 2005. First one I ever, well, I guess you can go back. We were.
So 15 years.
So 15 years. And the last I counted before this year, I had like 200 and something, like a little over 200.
So you're at 10 a year or so.
Yeah.
10, 12 a year.
Yep.
Well, and what's.
Well, it's easy too because I was averaging about 2 to 3 a month. So anyway.
Well, during the peak months,
yes.
Usually. Yeah. Because then there's usually a couple months where there's like, it's weird how there's nothing.
Yeah. And it's like from February to April, it's like a million. And then from like, you know, July or August to October, you know.
Almost November. Well, early November, they start to tail off because of the holidays. Yeah. The summer and holidays and winter. Like, well, it just.
And there's a lot more during those other months that I just like, I don't like traveling in. November, December. Even
you don't
January.
Like flying to Chicago in the winter?
Nope.
Getting stuck here?
The last time I did that was at an SES, and they're not even a thing anymore, I don't think. But
nope.
But the last one I did was in your lovely city when I was walking around, and it was -6 degrees.
That's a warm winter night when you include the wind chill.
You got to factor in the Arizona factor with me.
Oh, I know. That's a ridiculous difference. That's like a 70 plus degree difference swing from when you got on the plane to off the plane. That's too much.
Yep. But from what I tell, like talk about like the caliber of people that are going to be speaking. I know that we obviously talked about it, but I just keep thinking like for the price, what an amazing opportunity for people in the local area, or just even letting your boss know, like, I'm going to get all this for this. And I'm listening to basically the same kind of speakers that I would have to listen to at a $2,500 conference.
Yep. Well, this is only a half day, and that's kind of the goal. Like, all of the conferences I've gone over the years and just kind of sat there and been like, what's the good and bad and it across the board? And like, what's the most expensive thing for a conference itself?
The travel cost.
No, the food.
Oh,
I mean,
you mean
venue,
from a conference.
From the conference throwing it.
Gotcha.
from the organizer's standpoint.
Yeah, that, and there's been so many I've seen through the years that have either completely changed it or brought in like food trucks or whatever, because most of these places you go to in a conference center are like run by unions, and it's basically like you have to do this.
Yeah, you have to use.
So they pass the cost to you.
Their local thing, and those box lunches. I've heard from different people, depending on the city, the average for a daily conference, if you just do the box lunch, it's like $25 to $40 per box lunch. And that's not even worth $7 or $8, honestly.
Dude, and they charge $8 a bottle in Vegas for water. And they make you pay for it. The conference center makes you pay for it regardless if you use them. Yeah, you have to. It's basically averages out to be about $8 a bottle.
Oh, good Lord.
Can you? That's insane. Even for like theater prices and stuff like that. Oh.
It's, yeah, so the food, and then I think the venue is like usually the second highest cost, but that food cost is just ridiculous.
That's insane.
And so when I came up with this, the whole conference like pop-up idea, the idea is that it could pop up anywhere. There is no, you know, like Digital Summit hits certain cities every year. PubCon does its own thing. Social Fresh is another one that's usually in San Diego, and I think they have one, you know, in Florida. SMX does specific cities every single year. And part of that is they work out deals with the hotels. So they get cheaper space, they get hotel blocks and whatnot. I've talked to some other event planners I know, and sometimes they'll book spaces in hotels 10 years out to get good pricing.
Wow.
But then it's always in the same place.
Yeah,
and that conference is always there.
Well, especially with how things have been going on with Seattle prices, like you almost can't even get a hotel room for like less than $400 a night.
I would love to go to certain conferences up there, but for me, the airfare to Seattle and the hotels are just ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so much. And so this kind of was born out of the idea initially of like ad tech used to come to Chicago. It's no longer here. SES did, and then it turned into ClickZ. ClickZ SES conference thing is no longer around. Etail comes here, but we're like, you know, Chicago's the third largest.
You know, I've been noticing, Dave, too, like, and this could be that very same thing for, you know, the Michigan area or whatever, but like they have that Search Fest, or it's called Engage now. In Portland, they have the DCM conference in Seattle, or not Seattle, Utah. And so they have, mm-hmm. like, there's these, like, little places, and then obviously, like, the Dallas one, or State of Search and stuff. Like, these ones I'm finding, and I would put conference pop-up right along with those, except with your vision of it and being a half day and saving money and stuff like that. Like, I could see it being huge and joining the ranks of these, because, like, we were involved personally of getting
SLC
one. Yeah, and so like I've seen just what it's grown into. It's just been amazing to watch. And like
I'm gonna avoid those cities because they already are there.
Well, yeah, and the thing that I was also thinking with it is, and again, I'm not saying that they're all gonna die or whatever, but we're gonna see the ones that are truly surviving out of the quote unquote big conferences, because when people can get the exact same quality of speakers, content at like literally, you know, like 0.5% of the cost, it's insane. It's a no-brainer.
Well, for me, I don't want to replace them. I want to be so like in Chicago, we don't have
an add-on, so to speak.
Well, bonus, like, maybe. Like a stepping stone to that, because trying to convince your boss, like if you're a business owner, you know, taking time to travel to New York to
Well, most people have to get that stuff approved too, like way in advance. And
yeah,
this is one of those things where it could be like, hey, we didn't plan this, but it's $20. Do you care? No.
Or 25 or 10 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But my thing is I didn't want it to be a full conference. I wanted, and I want it to be in areas where there's not a strong meetup or there's not a strong conference there. Or where I see enough people and feel free, because there is a sign up thing on the website. It says your city next. If you want to have a small conference, come there through the pop-up. just fill out that form, your city next, because that'll help me understand where more people want it. But like all of our speakers, except for honestly myself and my wife, since she's going, are either Detroit or Michigan natives, or they live there now. Mm-hmm. So the speakers aren't even traveling. One of them is from Detroit area, and she just happens to already be in town, so she's speaking. But like literally, you know, Scott Monty's our keynote, and obviously he's in Chicago, or not Chicago, he's in the Detroit area. You know, Dr. Scott Cowley is over in Kalamazoo, just a short train ride away.
And I'll tell you what, like, I mean, I love everyone speaking, but just his insight from what he's done over the years, and I'm pretty good friends with Scott, like, that's worth the cost of, you know, your ticket, just him by himself.
Well, and this does include, thanks to two sponsors, Deep Crawl and Yotpo, we were able to basically, I haven't done the final calculations, but the happy hour is pretty much going to be covered, I think.
Oh, right. Very cool. Yeah.
So, yeah. So the $20 is to reserve a spot. And part of that is my goal is to always keep wherever the event is to work with either local agencies or local people, like I am with Elmer and Ryan, and try to work with them because they have the connections and they know the space, but they also have inroads with other agencies, other people, their own agencies, and to try to help keep the cost down, because the goal is, I've gone to meetups before and they'll have one speaker come in and eight people will show up and then the speaker isn't really good. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not, but no one's really there. They're just trying to, you know, yeah.
Well, you know, this model, it can work well. Like, you know, if you have enough to just pay for it, the first thing I think of is the Brighton SEO conference. They said that there was like, the last one that I went to, there was like 140 something different countries not 140, sorry, it was like 44 different countries, and nobody that goes there makes or pays for anything. Like, it's all free. Obviously, it's not a half a day, but it started at something like that, and it's grown to where, like, there was over 3,000 people, 3,000 or 4,000, and
I don't want that logistic nightmare. No, thank you.
not trying to give it to you, but it's just amazing that you could have that kind of of a turnout. And basically, they don't have to pay for anything because the sponsors and stuff. So, like, nope. I think you're going about it the right way. Not that you're going to create it that, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, for me, the goal and the ideas, I guess I don't want to say principles, but some of my rules, principles, whatever, was I was going to focus on cities where there's not a strong meetup or a strong like local presence, like Engage in Portland, you know, Salt Lake City, you know, the Dallas Fort Worth for the stuff they have down there, you know, PubCon in South Florida. Okay. Miami doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like those cities like San Jose, New York, those cities clearly don't make sense. And whether it's strong, you know, even like in Duluth, okay, well, they already have their own big conference there. I wanted to focus on keeping it small. So like 50 to 100 people.
I think you feel like you're getting that one-on-one, you know, touch
focus. Well, and there's also the space. So if I work with a local agency or local company, most people don't have a conference room space area that can hold even 75 or 100 people. So in order to keep it, like, I really want to keep the price for every event I have under $25. And I want that to include the speaking, the you know, cover everything that we have to cover. Which doesn't give us a whole lot of money, because if you're talking 100 people or 50 people at $25 or $20, that's only a grand to play with. And, you know, we already had to pay for a bunch of different little things, and it goes quickly. But to keep it cheap and small, you know, it just takes one either person to help with the sponsorship or the location, and it can become, you know, a branding thing for whoever I'm partnering with, but then also this a small conference. And I also wanted to keep the speakers all local, because for me, the goal is it's like a meetup conference. It's a half day, so you don't have to travel. You know, if you live in the area, it's a short drive or short commute. All of the speakers I want to keep, you know, local, and I want to focus on networking. Like, we have three different times throughout the day for networking, because I wanted that meetup feel. I don't want it to be a conference where you just shuffle from one session or one panel to another.
Yeah.
You know, there's a break in the day, you know, with speed networking, where we're going to get hope. Like, the goal is that you meet 10 new people that day. And then there's also the, what, I don't want to go meet people. That's fine. You can go take a break. You can make phone calls, go to the bathroom, answer emails. I also don't want to force networking on people, but I want it to be there for those that are either looking for a job, looking to hire someone, looking for an agency, you know, or whatever it is.
So you're not going to start your conference making the person look to the next of them and introducing and talking to themselves for a couple minutes.
No.
People hate that.
I just saw someone do that recently, and I know lots of people like it, but I also know that a lot of people hate that more than anything.
A lot of people have massive anxiety for stuff like that.
Yeah. And for them to even go to a conference, so I'm not going to force, I don't want to force people, but I want people to be able to network if they do want to, and I want to give opportunities throughout the day. And that was, like, for me, that was a couple things, is keep it small budget, keep it local, work with local partners, and try to give as much value and get people to show their bosses that, hey, look, or for, you know, the owner of a company to take off an afternoon. And if they go and learn something, maybe they'll go, oh, well, you know, this is in Detroit, and in Chicago, E-Tail will be here.
Yeah.
You know, in the summer, maybe I'll come over for a day because I got a lot out of it. Or, you know, if we have it somewhere in California, they're like, oh, well, when SMX comes next year, I know it's more money, but I just saw a couple sessions and I got X amount of out of it. Maybe I'll go to the bigger show.
Well, you know, I would even love to have something like Conference Pop Up here in Arizona. I know we have what they call a Zima, but the problem I have with stuff like that, like in the digital space, there's, like, when I'm looking at it for, like, months in a, you know, row, what the topics are going to be, like, it'll be something not even about, like, digital marketing, or, you know, it'll be a cool keynote or whatever, but it's not like a focus thing that I know that I would get from something like this, you know, in the digital space, if that makes sense.
Well, you should have everyone go fill out the form then, Matt.
I'm going to create a bot and I'm going to win my Arizona, no, just kidding. I will.
Yeah, and the goal is to only have a couple a year. This is logistically and planning and stuff. Like, I'm not looking to make money, but I just thought it was a cool idea. And if I can do it two, three times a year, that's fine. May it help that I cut down my own speaking, because, you know, as I started thinking about this, I was like, I can't speak at everyone else's conference and do this and plan it. Because, like I said, I'm not looking to make money. If I cover my travel costs and it doesn't lose money and people network and, you know, everyone gives me good feedback, I'll call that a win. So, yeah, that's it.
It sounds
conference
awesome.
Pop-up. ConferencePopUp.com. Go fill out the, you know, if you want to sponsor, go do it. If you want to speak, go fill out. There's a bunch of forms on the thing. If you're in Toledo, Ann Arbor, somewhere around Detroit, you want to drive over, it's the 27th.
How far is Ann Arbor from there?
From where we're having it? Yeah. The actual event is in Dearborn. So it's like, I think I can throw a football and it'd be in city limits of Detroit. But Ann Arbor is like 40 minutes away.
The only reason I ask is because I've always wanted to go to Ann Arbor. I'm not saying
why.
Hey,
Michigan, the University of Michigan's there.
No, well, I've.
Yeah, I'm a Buckeye. They're not going to like me. I'm sure I just lost everyone. I was like, oh. If it helps, Ryan Jones is helping me put it on, and he went to Ann Arbor.
I see a lot of, like, those. I'm not admitting to watching HGTV shows, but I've seen a lot of ones where it's been in Ann Arbor, and it just seems like a beautiful area. But
I'm trying to get Meg out, but we'll see, because she lives right there in Ann Arbor. Right.
Well, cool. Good luck with all that. And this sounds awesome, and I think it's a brilliant idea. And just one last reminder to everybody is conferencepopup.com. If you want to speak, fill it out the form. If you want to suggest
your city,
just go and do it. Just like you actually have a voice now and for stuff like this. And I'm telling you, like Dave told me, gave me an update of the full list of everybody that's going to be out there speaking and stuff. These are powerful speakers that know what they're doing. These are people that have worked at major corporations. And so good luck, guys. And any final thoughts, Dave, before we go?
Nope. If you're local, check it out. It's $20. We got some drinks for you covered, alcoholic or non-alcoholic afterwards. It's a bunch of networking and, spend your Friday not in the office.
All right, man. Well, guys, for Dave Rohr and Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Siltel with Avalanche Media, and thank you guys for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Thanks, all.